Hello, Anchor. This is Glenda. Today is a very important day. There's a lot of things going on. But the one thing I want to talk about is today is the last day that I'm 64 years old. 11/11, I will be 65. It's amazing to have lived this far. And I've been thinking about the transition to another year, and what it means. I guess I really don't know what it means yet. I think one of the things that it does mean, one thing that I do know is challenging myself more, and have already begun the process of making myself uncomfortable on purpose, so that when uncomfortable times come, I'm ready for it. One of the times I did that this year was in July. We took a road trip to the Grand Canyon. My husband, our two adult daughters, and our great niece, who was 13. And there was a part of the inner mountain canyon, I don't know, whatever you call it, that was sticking out, but it was fenced, though. There was a fence there, but it was where I just felt so unsafe. And literally just feeling dizzy every time I would go near one of those outer areas to just look over the edge. It was just magnificent view, but still I have fear of heights. And I knew that when I went that I had a fear of heights, but I wanted to see it for myself, see the Grand Canyon. And this particular piece of land that juts out, I just stayed there. I stayed there maybe like 20 minutes sitting down. My daughter was there, Marie. We were sitting down just silent pretty much. And it was just to be in those moments of purposely putting myself there and allow myself to be there. Felt a little bit dizzy when I would look up. And but I stayed there. And I think that I know that it helped to remind me of all the uncomfortable situations I've been in my life, where early on I felt somewhat ashamed or embarrassed. Because I'm a person who people would know in my group. People would know whatever happened to me And so eventually I came to a place to question that embarrassment and that shame, and then understand, and I began to look at it differently. Because it's not necessarily what somebody did to me. It's about what am I going to learn from this situation. And if it's anything I did contribute to it, to my own discomfort, what was it? Why maybe perhaps did it not come out like I wanted it to? And if it didn't, now what? And I began to look at those questions and ponder on those things instead of what other people think about what happened to me. And it helped me so much to look at things more from learning about life rather than being afraid of what could happen to me in life and what other people think about what happened to me in life. And so at this time and facing year 65, I am I'm really looking forward to what I would challenge myself to do next. I have a studio now to do my art in, so now I've got to get my material, but I'm working on some financial things so that I can do the creative stuff. So that's going to be my challenge, but I'm finding partners to work with, and we'll see what happens. The next time I talk to you, I will be 65. I made a little animated thing for my birthday. I made two of them, images. They'll be on my Instagram, so if you want to see that, you can look at Instagram, and my handle is @GlendaTArtist, and you will find me over there. Thank you for listening. Thank you for following me. Thank you for leaving messages in return. The last time I asked what's next, it was something very dramatic that happened after that. So I'm not going to ask that, but we'll see. Good night.
Hi, Anchor. It's Glenda. Wow, we're dealing with some really interesting times. This week is going to be Thanksgiving Day. Thanksgiving Day is coming this week. And there are people, millions, traveling who are putting themselves at risk to travel and see their loved ones. One of the things I want to address about this is being creative in how we define being alone. There is an African language in which the word alone does not exist. There is no word for alone because people are always there. I want you to think about that for a minute. If you think about life on a spiritual level, I want you to consider that you're never alone because God is with you. You don't see Him, but He is there. One of the things that used to plague my life was loneliness. And that was not because I was an only child or there were not any people around me. There were a lot of people around me. I was brought up in a family of 9 children, which I mean 11 people, including mom and dad. And going on into from junior high to high school into adulthood, I felt lonely. Once I got married, of course, I had a husband who was with me. And people at church who we saw every week multiple times. But I still felt lonely. As I began to do my inner work and to really look deeply and asking myself, what was it that I was actually experiencing? What is this thing about lonely, feeling lonely in a even in a crowd? And I began to reframe how I talked about being alone, that is no other person around, but I am a person and I am there, I'm with me. So I now refer to being with myself as being with myself. Everybody's gone out of the house, I finally get to be with me. And I think that it's important to learn to be with ourselves. And you'll be so surprised that once you really learn to be happy being with yourself, spending time with your thoughts, with your feelings, you with you, you will attract more people who feel that same way about you. I really want you to use this time, should you be a person who has to, who has chosen not to travel, but you'll stay at home and there are not other people there with you. But being with yourself, have Thanksgiving with you. Fix whatever you gotta fix as far as food and do some activities that are different. Spend time with you. Happy Thanksgiving.